Welcome to this audio book. Sit back, relax, and get ready to discover some amazing things that will increase your knowledge and improve your life. Then go out and apply them and expect to see your profits climbing. Enjoy the journey. And now, let's begin.
What exactly is a blog? A bit of blogging history. As the internet grew to become what it is today, many webmasters discovered that web surfers wanted to know which websites had recently been updated and which had new information on them. Web surfers were looking for new and exciting information and didn't want to have to go check websites themselves to see if they had been updated recently. They wanted somewhere they could go and see just what was new. Some smart programmers started posting logs on their own websites, which told the web surfers which websites had recent updates or new information on them. These web logs, as they were called at the time, were like an informal directory of what's new online. These web logs and the technology which powered them eventually grew and changed to become the blogs of today. A blog is simply a website which is written in a friendly news format, which is frequently updated. Rather than be a listing of new or updated websites, blogs became to be new, always changing, websites in themselves. A blog takes the same role online as your local television daily news program or newspapers do in their respective media types. Blogs are somewhere you go when you want new and interesting information on any given topic. A blog is a website which is always being updated with up-to-date information. A blog serves the sole purpose of educating and entertaining people. Just like a good daily news program or local newspaper, good blogs provide you with a nice balance of education and entertainment. A good blog is one which has a lot of content, teaches you something new, and entertains you a bit in the process. For your blog to be successful, you will want to make sure you incorporate each of these three things into your own blog as well. The most successful blogs on the internet do this and do it quite well. Where a weblog used to be a list of new or changed websites, they changed over time and exploded in popularity into today's blogs. Where a blog used to be something only a programmer had, blogging now allows anyone without any programming or HTML, hypertext markup language skills, to set up their own blog. The weblogs of yesteryear paved the way to the blogs of today. With the proliferation of free blog sites such as Google's Blogger, it is simple for anyone in the world to have their own blog. Blogger uses templates, and signing up for an account and starting your blog takes all of about 5 minutes, and you are up and on your way. If you can email and surf the web, then you can have your own blog. It really is that easy, and best of all, it is free. Today's blogs are maintained by both companies, large and small, as well as individuals all over the world. In this day and age, even your grandmother could have her own blog if she wanted to. All she would have to do is sign up for a Blogger account and start typing about her family, her hobbies, her pets, or whatever else she might want to talk about. A family blog can be a great way for families who want to stay in touch with each other. A blog can simply be an online diary or notebook you use to publish your thoughts. A blog can also be a more formal website used to educate people about just about any topic you can think of. Your blog can be as personal or professional as you want it to be. Through the use of Blogger's great templates, you can adjust the look and feel of your own blog to match the type of blog you wish to have. You are also free to have more than one blog and can have the look and feel of each separate blog vary depending on their individual topics. And the best thing is that both a personal or professional blog can have AdSense on it and make you some money. Online, there are currently blogs on topics ranging from workplace, politics, world politics, relationships, frugal living, sports, religion, family life, children, family pets, and just about anything else in between. Chances are, if you have an interest in something, then there is a blog out there on the topic. However, if you search and can't find a blog on a topic which interests you, then that can tell you that it might be a great idea of a topic for starting your own blog and making some extra money with it. Making money with a blog. Blogging is one of the only truly free startup business models on the internet. You can quickly and easily sign up for an account and a free blog service such as Google's Blogger. From there, you can add AdSense and other affiliate links to your blog and make money from your visitors clicking on those links. This is referred to as monetizing a blog, making money with a blog. You can accomplish all of this without ever spending a single cent of your own money. Google started a program called AdSense. AdSense is for website owners to make money by hosting other businesses' advertisements on their websites. These AdSense ads can also be hosted on a blog, even if it is hosted by a free blog service. Google owns both Blogger and AdSense, so they are both programmed to be very simple for anyone to use. Because Google owns both Blogger and AdSense, they go extremely well together. With AdSense, you paste the code the program generates for you into your Blogger template. Where the advertisements will show up on your blog depends entirely on where you choose to paste the AdSense code into your template. Later in this ebook, we will talk about how to generate AdSense code and exactly where in your blog template to paste that code is. AdSense additionally allows you to blend in the ads with the content of your blog. This helps you to make your AdSense ads look more like your written content and less like advertising billboards. AdSense is also intuitive enough that it will serve you ads which match the topic and content on your blogs. For example, if you have a blog on saving money, then AdSense will likely serve up ads for coupon clipping services, freebies online, and other things which match your blog's topic. On your saving money blog, you will not see ads for irrelevant things like animal care or technology products. How do you make money with Google's AdSense? Google pays you when the visitors to your blog click on the AdSense advertisements on your site. This is called click-through. Google pays you a varied amount depending on the ad which was clicked on. A successful blog. Once you have a blog with AdSense placed on it, you will want to start posting to it every day or two. Your blog posts can be about anything relating to the topic of your blog. And, while you should generally stick to your blog topic, you really can post about anything you want to on any given day. If you have an opinion on politics or something else that day, you can easily post it on your blog. You do not have to be an expert writer to have a successful blog. In fact, you will find that most bloggers are not professional writers, but just write for the sake of their blog. You simply need to be interested in the topic you are posting about and post regularly with interesting and engaging content. Creating engaging content is not hard to do if you are interested and somewhat knowledgeable about the topic of your blog. You can post articles on your blog, post product reviews, have other people write your posts for you, or just simply write a paragraph or two of whatever is on your mind that day. Blogs are generally meant to be informal, so you will want to keep the tone of your writing friendly and post messages, which are written like you are emailing a friend. You want to have your readers see you as an online friend to them. They want to feel included in your life and get to know all about who you are and what you think and believe. It is easy to promote your blog online with a signature file, which you can attach to posts on internet message boards called forums and your email messages. These signature files will bring more readers to your blog because these will be people you develop an online relationship with over time. The more people who read your blog, the better, and the more loyal readers you have, the more they will share a link to your blog with their friends and acquaintances. You should always encourage people to share your blog's link with other people who might be interested in reading your blog. The more readers you have, the larger AdSense income you will likely have. Through the search engines such as Google and Yahoo, you will also receive visitors to your blog. These are called natural visitors because they found your site via a search engine search. There are special things you can do to your blog and your blog post to help your ranking rise with the search engines and get you more natural visitors. The process of increasing your search engine ranking is referred to as search engine optimization, or SEO for short. By understanding a bit about how search engine optimization works, you can help to make more money with your blog by making it one of the first websites which comes up in the search results list when someone does a search engine search on your topic. One of the most popular ways to increase your search engine optimization is by placing meta tags and special keywords on each of your posted messages. This is a very easy process, which we will go over later in this ebook. In addition to tags, you will want to use good keyword-rich content on your blog. By using good keyword density, you can tell the search engines more about your blog topic and attain higher rankings by the search engines. Using good keyword density is very simple and easy to do and can really help pay off big for your blog. Another simple way to increase your search engine optimization is to build links to your blog on other websites. You can easily do this while you are also promoting your blog. You can help to build up the links to your blog and raise your rankings within the search engines through submitting articles and press releases online. You can also join in on online forums and use a signature file to link people to your blog. By joining in and participating, you will gain more readers to your blog. These readers will then go on to tell their friends and family about your blog, and you will gain even more readers. More readers means more clicks on your AdSense ads and more money in your pocket. By creating an RSS feed to your blog, you can essentially syndicate your blog, much like comics and television shows syndicate their content. We will talk about RSS feeds later in this ebook as well. Having an RSS feed for your blog is quickly becoming a must-have option on any successful blog, and setting one up in Blogger is a very simple thing to do. It is also possible to raise your search engine rankings through pinging the search engines about your blog. There are websites you can use for free, which allow you to do something called ping the search engines about your blog. You simply go to the website, put in the URL of your blog, and the website will tell a bunch of blog directories and search engines because it has been recently updated. By pinging your blog regularly, you can increase your search engine rankings because the search engines see how you are using your keywords and raise your rankings in searches for those specific keywords. The future of blogging. While no one can know for sure what the future will hold for blogging, I am pretty secure in thinking that amazing new developments are on the horizon. With the ability to host audio and video files on your blog, you can make your blogs a very personalized and impressive experience for anyone who visits. You can essentially have your own television or radio show via your blog. Imagine shooting live footage of a crime or event and being able to have the footage on your blog before any news stations can get the footage out. And the best part is you can do most everything you want to with your blog for free or at very little cost. Even at this relatively early stage in blogging, there are some people out there with blogs which are much, much better than traditional websites in their ability to educate and entertain their visitors. Gone are the days where it is enough for your business or even your family to put a simple website and then never change or update it. Web surfers expect regular updates. They like it even better to see an actual blog on your site. They know that if you have a blog, then they will be able to read and find out what is new and exciting with your business or family. If you have a website, you will need to have a good blog to go with it. There are many ways today to monetize a blog, such as through Google's AdSense and affiliate programs. As the times and the web change, there will likely be many, many more ways to monetize your blog. Companies, both large and small, understand that people are reading blogs in large numbers. Companies want nothing more than to get their advertising dollars spent in areas where people who would be interested in their business's goods and services will see them. Blogs are a great place to find these potential customers. Just as the original weblogs morphed and changed into today's blogs, so too will today's blogs go through great changes in the years to come. Imagine how far they have come in this relatively short time, and imagine what they will evolve into in the next 5 to 10 years. Will you be part of this evolution and the money to be made from it? Will you have a well-established blog and be raking in the big money with it in the future? We hope that you will. Chapter 2. AdSense as a Monetization Model. AdSense is Google's program which allows you to sell space on your website to host other people's advertisements. Hosting AdSense ads on your website or blog is completely 100% free to you as the host and a great way to earn some money. How do you earn money with Google's AdSense? Simple. Every time someone clicks on an AdSense ad on your blog, Google pays you. Someone clicking on your ad is called click-through. Your visitor is clicking through your web page to another web page via the AdSense link on your website. Google pays you for these click-through visitors because their advertising has successfully reached a visitor on your blog. You get paid because you agreed to host the ads and you provided good content which got a targeted ad and a resulting click on that ad. AdSense is a very popular way to monetize a blog because it is simple to set up and use, especially on a blog which is hosted by Blogger. Why? The answer to that is simple. Google owns both Blogger and AdSense, so the two have been programmed to work very well together. Google wants you to host their AdSense ads on your blog, so they have made it very easy for you to add the ad blocks, and has made it simple to make them look great and blend in with the theme of your blog as well. They understand this makes for a higher click-through ratio and want to help work with you to earn as much revenue for both of you as possible. AdSense is also very popular because it makes you money without you having to go out and find your own advertisers for your site. Imagine all of the work you would have to go through to find other businesses to advertise their products that would interest your specific visitors on your website. Rather than you having to go out and find other companies to advertise on your website, Google brings them there for you to advertise on your site. This saves you loads of time and has potential to make you loads of cash in the process. It also brings your blog some seriously high-quality advertisers. Most all of the biggest companies in the world advertise through Google. AdSense is intuitive, meaning that it reads your website or blog and then chooses ads which are relevant to the content it has found. This means that if you have a blog on cats, then AdSense will not put ads about working at home on your blog. The AdSense ads are great because they will be relevant to your topic and content, which means you have a better chance of your readers clicking on them. How AdSense works is that if, for example, you have a blog about dogs, AdSense will place ads for things like pet supplies, dog training, and other relevant goods and services, likely to get the visitors of your blog to click on them. You will not see ads on a dog-themed website for irrelevant things like weight loss products or make tons of money at home stuffing envelope schemes. The ads will fit the topics you are writing about. What additionally makes AdSense ads great is that they can be made to blend in with the theme and look of your website or blog. This makes them less ad-looking and they genuinely look like a totally natural part of your blog. While visitors to your website or blog don't want to see blatant advertisements, they see the AdSense ads more as a part of your content or other links. This is good for two reasons. Number one, you do not want to appear to be trying to make money from your readers of your blog. Number two, your blog does not end up cluttered looking with a bunch of very obvious looking advertisements. You do not want your visitors to see a bunch of billboard-type ads, but rather ads which blend in with both your blog's colors and topic. AdSense does this very well, and by using Blogger to host your blog, the process is very simple. AdSense does not allow you to select the specific ads which appear on your site, but it does an amazing job of keeping them in line with the content on your site. AdSense also allows you to exclude ads from your direct competitors on your website if, for some reason, they happen to appear on your site. If, for example, you have a blog on which you sell your own goat cheese, the last thing you want in advertising is your competitor who also sells goat cheese coming up on the ads. Google understands this and allows you to easily exclude those ads from your AdSense ads. This is done on the AdSense console, and we will cover that later in this ebook. How does AdSense know what ads to send? The AdSense engine at Google sends its bot, called Googlebot, out to visit your site on a regular basis to examine your pages. This bot is simply a program which reads your pages. Googlebot looks at your keywords, the structure and formatting on which your web pages, the native language of your site, etc. Using the information gathered by the Googlebot, Google then sends AdSense ads to your site, which are most likely to entice your visitors to click on them. The Googlebot will even tell AdSense if your blog is in a language other than English, so that your ads come to you in the language of your site. It wouldn't be very good to see English ads on a Spanish site or vice versa. AdSense is available in many languages and regions around the world. And the ads you will receive on your blog will be from your own region and in your native language. The longer your website is up, and the more you are scanned by the Googlebot, the more tightly matched the ads become to your content. At first, the bot might misunderstand the meaning of your blog if you have not done a great job of using lots of relevant keywords. If you have a blog about coffee, yet you talk a lot about your children in the blog message posts, then you might end up with ads which would interest readers of a children's blog. If you want to monetize your blog, it is important to stay on topic most of the time so that the Googlebot reads your blog and serves up the ads which you want to show up on your site. Knowing what standards Google is looking for on your website with their Googlebot and keeping your blog to be compliant with those standards makes AdSense work its best for you. For some unknown reason, AdSense prefers pages with lots of text and not too many graphics. Googlebot also sees larger or bold text as having more importance than regular text. This means that posting large and bold keywords can help AdSense zero in on the subject of your blog better. It also means that you will want to keep the photos and graphics to a minimum and make sure you stay on topic a large percentage of the time. If you want to have a blog with a lot of photos, you might consider starting a second blog and hosting them all there and then link the two blogs together. One valuable tip for all bloggers is to make sure you start all of your blog posts with a large, bold title at the beginning of the text section of each blog message post. It is very quick and simple to do this, and yet it is very effective with AdSense. If your blog is about frogs, and you mention frogs in your title and then again as a bold title at the beginning of your blog message post, the Googlebot can better understand that your blog is about frogs. Taking the time to do this simple thing will ensure that the Googlebot understands more quickly what your blog is about and serves you up relevant AdSense ads. It also looks natural to your readers and isn't distracting to them. It is also less time-consuming than dealing with special tag words or any other search engine games bloggers play. Another good tip with AdSense is to make sure that you use your topic's keywords often in your blog post titles and use them again within the content of your posts as well. For example, if you have a blog about chickens, you will want to make sure that your post titles mention the word chicken in them. You will also want to make sure you mention chickens, eggs, and other related words as much as possible within your posted messages. The more you can post relevant titles and content loaded with keywords, the better AdSense will work for you and send you relevant ads. You have a much higher click-through rate for ads which are relevant to the topic of your blog. Think about the times you have clicked on the Google AdSense ads on a website you were visiting. Generally speaking, was it for something related to the topic you were already reading about? Of course it was. However, all of that being said, you do not want to overload your posted messages with keywords. Your reader wants to know that you publish your blog for them to read, not to make money from them. By posting a sentence which reads, "The chickens in my chicken coop are working on having more chickens in the spring," looks like a sentence I tried to use the word chicken in as much as possible. There is definitely a balance to be struck between pleasing your readers and pleasing the Googlebot, who serves your AdSense ads on your website. Instead of stuffing in those keywords, try making more sentences or using them in the title and adding a bit more text to your message posts. You also do not want it to appear that you have set up your blog with a bunch of keywords simply for AdSense. You also do not want to copy content from free sites like Wikipedia and then paste them into your blog. These blogs are called splogs, short for spam blogs, and doing this can get you kicked off of AdSense and Blogger as well. You need a blog with good original content, not just a bunch of keywords. By creating a splog, you can get a high search engine ranking temporarily, but why would readers want to visit or return to your blog if all it offers them is some keyword garbage and ads to click on? It can take a bit of time for the Googlebot to visit your website and determine what its main topic is. If your website is new to AdSense, Google will not guess about your topic. It will simply place ads on your blog for charities or public service announcements, as to not waste the advertising dollars of its AdWord clients. This is good for you, the blogger, as well. The last thing you want to do is to see ads on your blog which have nothing to do with its topic. By putting up the neutral ads, Google has solved this problem. Where do the ads come from? It is logical that at this point you might be wondering where the advertisements Google puts on your website come from. Google has another program called AdWords, where businesses and individuals can pay to advertise their websites via AdSense. These companies and individuals are assured by doing this that the websites their advertisements end up on will be relevant to the goods and services which they want to sell. Just as AdSense saves you time in looking for advertisers for your site, AdWords saves a lot of time, energy, and money for those businesses who want to advertise on the relevant sites without having to go out and search for the sites to host their ads. Using the AdWords program, businesses and individuals buy AdSense advertisements in large blocks by bidding on them. Generally, a business will pay for 500 to 1,000 ads at a time. Based on their specified keywords, a business allows AdSense to put their ads on sites which will likely interest people who would be their potential customers. For the example above, of the chicken blog, if you were a hatchery or a supplier of chicken accessories, then you would want ads placed on blogs such as the above one for chickens. This is exactly what AdWords and AdSense do, and they do it very well for both the advertiser and the host of the ads. The hatchery wants to find chicken lovers, and the blog about chickens is in the place it can easily find them. The blog wants ads which will appeal to chicken lovers, and the hatchery is one of those ads. Just as AdSense can be a good way to make money from advertising, AdWords can be a good way to advertise your business or even your own blog. If you are looking at driving targeted traffic to a website, what better way than to use AdWords where it will place ads on similar websites to yours? There simply is no easier way. If you have a blog on a unique topic and are struggling to bring it traffic, you can buy AdWords advertising and your blog link will show up on similar sites to yours. And this will bring you added traffic. From this added traffic, you will get more clicks on your AdSense ads and will likely make more money from those you paid to advertise with AdWords. Using AdSense for monetization. Many websites and blogs use AdSense to monetize their sites. AdSense is good for monetization because it tailors the ads to your site content. AdSense also allows you to sell space on your site by setting it up once and then not having to think much about it ever again, other than tweaking a bit the location and side of the AdSense ad blocks themselves on your site. Passive income is always the best form of income to have because it frees you up to be working on other things and sits there in the background making you money. If you spend a bit of time placing the AdSense ad boxes on your site, you can build it and then keep your titles and content in line with the topic of your blog. You can make money with AdSense without much further thought. AdSense is a great source of passive income. Passive income is very important and valuable. Passive income is money which you receive without having to do daily work for it. It is simply something you set up once and then sit back and collect your money from it over time. One way to publish a successful monetized blog is to find a blog topic which is fairly unique. Find a unique topic means you do not have a lot of websites to compete with in the search engines. By doing this, you can generate a lot of natural visitors through search engine listings, and then from those visitors, a lot of clicks on your AdSense ads as well. There are entire books written on how to find the topic to publish the best monetized blog. However, the easiest way is to simply search for topics that interest you and see how many page hit sites like Google return. The lower the number, the better the topic. Understand, however, that everything you search will have a ton of hits. Any search with results lower than about 2 million is probably a great option for a blog topic. Any search over about 10 million is probably not the best topic to choose. Trying to get good search engine rankings with a topic like chickens is much easier than trying to get a high ranking with a topic like computers. With a topic of computers, there are literally millions of websites. Some are very large sites dedicated to the topic, all of whom you will have to compete with for rankings. Why try and compete with IBM and Dell when you can simply find something easier to blog on? It doesn't make sense to try. Stick to the lesser keywords and you will see better traffic and AdSense income. Rules of AdSense. When you sign up for Google's AdSense, you will be asked to agree to their Terms of Service Agreement. This is one agreement which you should read and make sure you fully understand everything on it. Google has very specific rules as to what you can and cannot do with their AdSense ads, and Google is very serious about their rules. For instance, you are prohibited from asking your readers to click on the AdSense links. You are totally prohibited from clicking on the links on your own sites. You are also prohibited from putting Google AdSense links in pop-ups, pop-unders, or websites with any type of pornographic material. You are only permitted 3 AdSense boxes per website page. By understanding the terms of the AdSense agreement, it will go a long way towards helping you to stay both ethical and profitable with their program. Ignoring their terms of service will only cause you problems and likely get you kicked off the program forever. Google tracks websites which are created with a bunch of junk content specifically to get AdSense clicks. Google does not like blogs and goes after them with a vengeance, even encouraging other bloggers to report them when they find them online. These sites generally copy content from other websites or free content sites and then post it on their site solely for the AdSense revenue. This is against Google's policy, and they will pull their ads from these sites when they find them. As an ethical blogger, this is actually a good thing for you and your success because it can keep the blogs from getting higher search rankings than your real and valid blog, which you put your time into creating and keeping up to date. AdSense for Search. Google also offers a companion program to AdSense, which is called AdSense for Search. The AdSense for Search program allows you to host a Google search box on your website or blog. When a visitor to your website searches via that search box, you will be paid if they go on to purchase something online from the search. In other words, Google does not pay you for the search itself, but does pay you from any revenue earned from the search which originated on your website. AdSense for Search can be a great income generator for you. Assume for a moment that your blog is about appliance repair. Someone finds your site that is looking for information on the problem they are having with their washing machine. You have a Google search box on your blog. After the visitor is done reading what you have suggested the problem might be, they decide to go on to search for a new washing machine. Maybe you had a review on your blog of a good washer they might consider buying. If they buy this washing machine from the search, then you will get part of the revenue from that purchase because the search started on your blog. How entirely cool is that? All you did was simply host a search box on your blog. How much money can I make from AdSense? So, this all sounds easy so far, and you want to know how much money you can earn through AdSense and AdSense for Search, right? The answer to that question is that it depends. Sorry, I know that's not a great answer, or the one you were likely hoping to hear, but that's the best answer anyone can give you. Anyone who gives you a different answer is lying to you. Google does not release how much it pays for various clicks. The money you can make from AdSense and AdSense for Search depends largely on the volume of traffic to your site and how often you get clicks on the Google ads. Obviously, the more traffic to your site, then the more potential clicks you will receive. No one knows how many visitors you will have, as no one can tell how many of these visitors will click on your ads. And no one can tell you how many of these visitors will click on your ads. It is simply impossible to know. What most people do know for sure about AdSense is that some clicks pay you mere cents and others pay a few dollars for a single click. It all depends on the specific topic and very specific keywords for the ads. For obvious reasons, Google does not release which clicks pay more and which pay less. This is one of those things you have to try and guess about. The single absolute best thing you can do to ensure that you make the most amount of money possible with AdSense is to set up a quality blog with a good topic, post quality information on it regularly, and promote it to get the maximum visitors possible. Using this model, you will make the most money possible from AdSense without having to play games with Google or your readers.